Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamas, and welcome to The Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahaja Black. It is a beautiful day here in the 242. I hope that everybody's doing well, taking care of yourself. Listen, man, happy Tuesday. Anybody else was like me, thinking that it was Wednesday, that it was Thursday, that it was Monday? Any day but Tuesday. That's where I've been all day. Listen, you can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows at any time, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to www.guardiantalkradio.com and clicking the podcast tab. So we are now Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you fresh news and smart talk anytime, anywhere, all day. You're listening to The Hit Back. This is your girl, Nahaja Black. I felt like a song today. There was a song that was just working for me today, all right? And so I thought it would be best if my producer and I share with you this song. This song ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but it's just a day where I felt like candy. I don't know why, but I just felt that way. Let her rip. Need a song sometimes. Don't cut it off, producer. Don't cut it off, Kermit. Sometimes you just need one of those songs that'll take you back to the good old days when everything was okay. This is one of those songs. I wasn't old enough to be alive for it, but I was old enough to enjoy it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Nobody judge me. Turn it up a little bit, y'all. Turn this up a little bit in your car. Turn it up a little bit in your office. Sometimes you just need to just have a moment when it ain't 2020 or 2021. Let's go back to the... When was this, Kermit? 80s? In the 80s? Let's go back to the 80s. Let's turn it up, Kermit. And paid our dough just for you. Cause you affect me, flash and make me. I thank heaven for the things that is like candy. Candy. So sweet. Yes, I'm dandy. You're taking my... This song takes me back to the day when Taye Diggs was like the hottest man on the planet. Anybody remember when Taye Diggs was... Sorry, fellas. But when Taye Diggs was the hottest man on the planet, bro. Okay, sorry. My husband ain't listening in. This song takes you back when Morris Chestnut, you felt like he had perm chest hair. But then you realize it's like, you know, peas and it's not... That's not sexy. It's not sexy at all. I'm telling you, I hope you all are having a good day. Sometimes you just need to switch it up, you know? Switch it up, man. Switch it up. Kermit, I feel like the 80s... someone says that's the Palace Disco? Is that the name? That's the name of the group? No. There was a place called the Palace Disco? Was that in Crystal Palace Casino? No. It was actually just named the Palace Disco. Okay. Y'all got me. I don't know about all them things. Oh, Kermit, we need to get into the 80s vibe today, like 80s funk, right? I got a lot of millennials who are like I got my 28ers, 29ers, who think they know good music. I think around the time also, there was what? Stevie Wonder's, what was that one? What was that one? What was that? Rosebuds, no. What a name, Kermit. You know what? I got the worst producer. But I just outed my age. Someone says the group's name was Cameo. They were on Elizabeth Avenue. That's where, not the group was in Elizabeth Avenue. That's where the Palace Disco was, right? Elizabeth Avenue. Nakia said she just outed her age. Nakia, don't worry about that, child. Everybody got to out their age. Kermit, find me that song, please. Whatever that name by Stevie Wonder. I don't know what it is. That was the movie, too, when I thought Taye Diggs was extremely sexy. It was Best Man. Was that like the soundtrack for Best Man when you had all of those good stuff? By the way, anyone notice on Netflix, Brown Sugar is on Netflix now? Thank you, Anne-Marie. The name is As. Always. That's the name of the song. Always. Yeah, you got to have some of those moments, you know, when you got to be a little bit different. You can't have the same day. I think we got to call on the line as well. You know, when you had that time and everything was okay before someone introduced you to 2020. No, let's start to 2019. When you could have gone on the beach and nobody would take pictures because it wasn't against the law. Anybody remember those days? Caller, you're on the hit back. Hello.
Oh, now it's your block.
How you doing, my friend?
Right here, my girl. How's everything?
Can't complain.
Thank you for bringing back the 80s music. I was only calling in just to tell Kirby that song by Stevie Wonder was Always.
Always, right? Always. That's the song. Yes.
Always.
We're going to play. Child, y'all give me some 80s songs today because I need feel-good music. I need feel-good.
Well, that's all the music I listen to. I don't mess with a lot of the music from the 2000s. Nap is back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s.
Wait, hold on. That's the only music you listen to? Come on now.
Yep.
There's some really good music in the 2000s.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing like the feel and the texture of the music back in the 80s and 90s. They had more meaning. Everything was subtle. Leaves a lot to the imagination.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just bang, putting it in your face.
Hold on.
So it allows you to imagine.
Hold on. There were some songs that, they didn't leave nothing to no imagination, child.
It wasn't many of them, Nahasha.
Oh, and y'all used to sing them songs, too? Don't act like y'all all save up now. What was that song? I've been stroking. Oh, that one wasn't saved.
That was one of the very few.
I've been stroking.
Like I said,
the
majority of music back then wasn't explicit. It was just, you know, it leaves a lot to the imagination. You figure what the lyrics were saying instead of being banging in your face. You know?
Listen, so you're right.
I will continue to listen, Nahasha. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
No problem, man. I appreciate you. Someone says, Nahasha, that was my jam. Just like Candy was like the jam, right? My producer had to step out. He'll be back. We'll play some 80s music today. You know, it's one of those times when you just need to, like, you know, just move in a different vibe.
If you'd like to
today is that kind of day where you just move to a different vibe, a different feel today. You know, I want your 80s music. Someone says, man, play some Barris Hammond from the 80s, please. I got you. And someone says, what are you talking about? He must miss sexually healing. Okay. And then, you know, when I get that, you're right. When I get that feeling, I want a sexual healing. Boy, y'all know these people was fresh. Who else was fresh back in the day? Because stroking was definitely one. I remember one time I had another show and I played that song, right? And I had one senior lady message me, Nahasha, I listen to your show all the time. I love your show. But don't ever downgrade your show with that vulgar music again. I said, but I thought I was paying homage to your era. Well, I learned my lesson. Don't play stroking. That ain't saved. So we got other 80s songs. Play Janet Jackson from the 80s. Well, y'all know Janet Jackson is the queen mumbler, right? If someone can call here and I play a Janet Jackson song and you alongside Janet Jackson, and I need to see you on video, so I'll send you the link to the live stream. I need to make sure you ain't even reading the lyrics from a song, if you could sing that song word for word, at least one chorus, I'll leave $20 for you at the cash. I'd leave it right at the front desk, because Janet Jackson is the queen of mumble. The queen of mumble is Janet Jackson. Cool and the Gang is good. Hall and Oates, Kiss on My List. Isn't that slow, though? That's a slow song. Kiss on My List by Hall and Oates. All right, I got to wait for my producer to come back, because I need to hear some of these ones. I don't know about that one. I've never heard of that one. Kiss on My List, Hall and Oates. The song's name is As, album Songs from the Key of Life. Song's name is As Always. Okay. Anyways, listen up, folks. I hope you're having a great day, right? Candy Girl is a good one. Man, stop you right about Janet Jackson. It's so true. Janet is the queen of mumble. Like, I don't understand how, if you know, there are great songs, but we always love Janet Jackson for the hook, for the chorus. The chorus is what we love Janet for. Like, what song was it from Poetic Justice that we all love, right? There was a song for Poetic Justice that we just love because it was just one of those quintessential songs, and it's timeless, and Tupac was in the movie. But you all know we can't sing them verses. Janet Jackson, I don't know, the whisperers of music, one, the queen of whisper was Janet Jackson. I hope everybody's doing well. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. Today's show is going to be a little loose today. We got some news to discuss, but it's going to be like an area whilst we do it. The reason being is I just came off of a weekend where I was afraid to go on the beach. Okay? I ain't going to lie. I was scared to go on the beach. I wanted to go. But there were reasons why I decided not to. One is, I never go on the beach on holidays anyway. Just matter of fact, never ever. Why? I don't like crowds. It ain't my thing. I've never liked crowds. I don't go to rallies. I don't go to nothing like that because I just don't like groups, large groups of people. It's just my thing. I ain't claustrophobic. I people phobic, but I love people. So figure that. Anywho's. So I didn't go to the beach because it was a holiday, but apart from that, I wanted to go, wanted to take the kids, but you know what I knew? I knew there would be the issue of COVID. The issue of COVID crowds and the issue of COVID spies. Somebody was going to be out there taking your photo. It was going to be a snapshot for all to see. So I did not go ahead and go to the beach. So that's a whole other thing. I think one of the things I came away with this wonderful Easter holiday was that one, it was great to have one and not be locked down. So you did get to see your family. You did get to hang out with friends. You did get to do some of that stuff. But also looming in the back of your mind is that you still didn't do much of it. And that's what has changed. And so I ended up missing the carefreeness of life when we didn't have to care. Like, I'm going into my car now and, you know, I'm forgetting face masks, running back inside for fake. Can't anyone else wait for no face mask life? Ugh. Caller, you're on The Hit Back. Welcome.
Hi, Naj, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Listen, man, the beach wasn't crowded this weekend, you know. It was too cold for one. And I take my time and I
so
ride
right.
Those beaches, all of them, to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
it was
I
good.
Knew this is what they was going to do. They was going to try use this weekend to spike these numbers, you know. And if you listen to when Mr. Webb start talking, mm-hmm. He going to say crowd was on the beach, and then he stutter and stop, and then say there were crowds. Because he know there wasn't no crowd on that beach. That's just what they use to try and increase these numbers. You know, you have a good day.
Thank you, my brother. Well, these numbers definitely are going up. And you're right. When I drove by, I drove out, what day was that? Yesterday, no, not Monday, so it was Sunday. Had to have been Sunday. Drove by Orange Beach, and the only people who was out there, did you know we have police now on four-wheelers? Did anyone else? I did not know this. So the police are patrolling the beaches on four-wheelers now. And I might add, they're driving a little odd in those four-wheelers when they hit the road, but that was interesting. Someone said, no face mask. I need to wear my lipstick. Child, just as a side note now, there are face masks that you put. They built like this this little cup thing where it, you know, puckers your mouth. It gives you space between your lips and your mask so that you now can have on your lipstick. One of my coworkers, right? Go figure. Someone says, Tupac said when the Obi was over, Janet number stopped working. He got ghost. Alex said he got ghosted. Oh, boy. Let's see. Turn off the lights by Teddy. Teddy P. Turn off the lights by Teddy Pendergrass. Yeah, but was that bad? Was Teddy Pendergrass's song like overtly fresh, like sexual healing or stroking, right? All right. One of the best songs ever written was the song by, of course, the one and only Stevie Wonder. This is always a feel-good song. A feel-good song. We want feel-good songs today. We're going to celebrate this Monday, the news, the lack thereof of good news, whatever it is. Try to forget that we are in a COVID space. Numbers up, you know? So, child, get ready. I feel a clink, clink coming. But they say no. But how can they when they're out campaigning? This song leads us into the break. Someone say any Luther Vandross song. Luther! Play the song here, Kermit. Lead us to the break, Kermit, with my favorite song, Always. Kermit's like, what? Always, Kermit. All the time. Will you? We'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Hit Back. Oh, today's Tuesday. Thanks, Kendra. You're right. It's Tuesday. We'll be back after this.
The earth, though she's revolving. And the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the star out in the sky.
Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
What happened to you?
You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never pay to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions.
Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
Cancer is smart. It pushes us. We push back.
challenging conventional thinking, finding smarter solutions. That's what makes Cancer Treatment Centers of America one of the leaders in precision cancer treatment, using tools like advanced genomic testing and immunotherapy to bring more options to our patients. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we're not just fighting cancer anymore. We're outsmarting it. Visit cancercenter.com/outsmart to learn more.
With Nahaja Black. We're going back. We're going to feel good today. Feel good Tuesday. I've been saying Monday because I don't follow well after holidays. That was Barris Hammond. Remember the songs that used to make you rock away? Oh, Lord. I remember, Barris. I remember No Face Mask. I remember people annoying me by standing in my space, my personal space. I remember hugging my mother without pause, or greeting people like the church folk says, love them with the love of Jesus. Now everybody could have COVID. I got to treat you like a disease. What a time. We got to call on the line. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hello, caller, you're on the air. All right, we lost the caller. Don't forget. Feel free to give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. What would you like to get rid of? And we want positive songs. We want a happy song. We want a happy song, happy music. We're going to feel good today. What are some of the things you miss pre-COVID, pre-Dorian? What are some of the things that you can't wait to get back to? What are those things you're hopeful for and you're looking forward to? Call us, text us, let us know. The text lines are 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Let's be optimistic, and you know, let's find those good feeling music, man. That's that good vibe. We're going for the good vibes today. Callie, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I guess I'm okay. I think I'd be doing better when you put a little bit more nostalgia inside. I'm thinking about like some Carla Thomas and Otis Redding, Trump, and some Are You Lonely for Me, Baby? They the King and Queen. You know, you need to check that out. You talking about Lucifer? Who scammed me was a joke.
Man, okay, all right.
Otis Redding,
Carla
Thomas.
But who are you now?
Are you lonely? Beg your pardon?
Because I'm about to say, who's Carla Thomas?
Carla Thomas.
Who did I?
Hello there. Merry Christmas.
You want me to play G-Wiz? It's Christmas today.
No. That's one of us.
Oh, that's
you
one. Okay.
She sang that, but then you need to check out a bit. Otis, I'm talking about it. I'm talking about real
Otis was good.
Energy and real, real come back home kind of a song. Okay. Man, really.
All right, I got to find
you. Check it out.
You got anyone? These arms of mine sitting on the dock of the bay. Yes.
But when you play Carla Thomas, I'm talking about the perfect combination.
All right.
I understand everywhere they're saying, oh, to see him is going style. He's talking about
all right, let me,
off the chin.
I look in now. I'm trying to find a good one from Carla.
Carla Thomas and Otis Redding. How you learning from the baby?
Oh, Trump. They're together. Okay,
Trump.
All right.
Yeah, two of them together, combination.
Man, okay, I'm looking
King
for that.
King and Queen.
Man, you know, I got to find that now. I
King
have to find
and
it.
Queen.
You, I mean, that's the name of the song, King and Queen. You have that one?
Yeah, Otis Redding, Carla Thomas.
You have that one, Kermit? Kermit, looking for it right now. Looking for it right, right now. Man, listen, I got it. You know
Get
I...
on fire.
Done.
I mean, loose. Female and male. Two of them, I say, but you know they say when they listen to two of them together, right? It's like one person singing, it's like the two of them got that same energy. The energy never drop. I say, but how they could do it like that?
Oh, you know, now you got me definitely intrigued now. I have to play this
you know,
song.
I'm telling you, man.
I have to play this song.
The two instruments playing in the background, that time his vocal can on the road and thing like he's the whole orchestra. Not telling you.
I love this conversation. And like you said, it can't on bad, dead bad. You got it, Kermit? You got it? Well, this
Please.
Is for you. I got you. Playing
Thank
now.
You.
King and
okay.
Queen. Is that in King and Queen? No, there's an album. It's King and Queen. Studio My Album by Carla Thomas. Oh, it's an album. That's the name of the album. Got it.
That's all right, Mama.
This album,
you know what, Otis, I don't care what you say, you're still a tramp. That's right.
Huh, let the keep it going.
Bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 Cadillac, 5 Lincoln.
And you know, this is back in the day when you talked more than you spoke more than you sang. Go on, Otis. Aye. All right, we got some more stuff for you today. This is Feel Good Tuesday. After a holiday, someone said to me, don't go to the beach then. And you reason went and was not accosted by anyone. That's so bad. Oh, Lord, I say the name. Good day. You got the next song for me, Kermit? This is the next song here. This one is one of my favorite songs. This is right here with Brick House. We got to play Brick House too, but you got to feel good today. This one here, this is when I think Jerry curls were like the thing, right? Jerry curls were huge. My brother had Jerry curls. Grossest experience. Turn it up, Kermit.
The kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street, oh girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
Super Freak, one of the better songs of ever. And you remember when back in the day we used to listen to like Brick House and Solid as a Rock? Did the PLP take Solid as a Rock as a theme, as a like a theme song back in the day, Kermit? Was that like one of their campaign songs? I feel like my sister might have sang that too loud at one point. Someone says, you remember when two piece of chicken from KFC was $2.99? Yes. I remember the good old days when KFC was $2.99 and you would still get the thigh and the drumstick and it came with a biscuit. Oh, darn you, inflation. I'm telling you, Someone says before COVID-19, what would make, you know, the good old days? She says, someone says, we miss pre-COVID and Dorian money. Yes, Lord. Listen, COVID and Dorian, what is done to people's pockets? Oh, I need a real good song for that one. Someone says, Nahaja, you're a spring chicken. Play a 50s Nat King Cole for me, please. A 50s Nat King Cole? Why? Well, I really thought this text was going to start with, you know, you remember when things were 50 cents, but I could find you a 50s Nat King Cole. Give me a specific song, and I got you. Hey, Ms. Black, I'm a Bahamian artist. I have a new song that I love to release on your show. It's about love and never leaving the one that you love. If you say yes, I will send it to you along with my name. Yes, send it. Call the station and leave your name with the producer. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Yes, yes, please do. We got to support our Bahamian artists. Someone says, can you play a John Lennon song? Okay, we got some songs we want to play. Kermit, any song with Earth, Wind, and Fire? We got that. Any song with Earth, Wind, and Fire, we want to do it. Listen, one of those things is you just envisioning and wanting to know or be in a better space and time. That's it. Just getting out of where we are. Man, someone says, you remember when people could go on the beach and... No, I'm not going to say that one online. Needless to say, there were a lot of things people could have done back in the day. Right? Like, man, just to get over this phase that we're in. We're in a phase where everything is everything. Everything is heavy. You know, everything is so serious. And we've got to, you know, sometimes you got to break out of that just to give yourself a breather, man. Some fresh air. Some fresh air. Sometimes it's good to be distracted. You know, distraction is not always great. Some of us, we like to put our heads in the sand because that saves us from dealing with an issue. But there are some days when you just need to veg out on Netflix and chill. Some days you just need to find yourself, turn the music up real high, go for a drive, and just enjoy that bit of insane crazy, right? You can also email me at nahaja@gmail, N-A-H-A-J-A @gmail. So listen, this is that kind of day today. We've got that kind of energy and vibe that's going on. I want everybody to be fresh, and I want you to feel good about it. We're going to play music that takes us back and feel good. Someone says, I'm a spring chicken, so I have to find something that's Nat King Cole in the 50s. Nat King Cole was in the 50s? Man, that's a lot. Nat King, T-Connection, Paradise. All right, Kermit, you got that Earth, Wind, and Fire joint for me? Let's play this one. Feel good music here. Kermit trying to teach me music, and I'm saying, well, that was a switch. That was a switch up. All right. I could do this. Back in the day when music didn't start early. All on time. Mind me, I love music. I would forget I even have a show to do. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Did anyone watch the Versus battle over the weekend? the Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire. I missed it. Did anyone get to watch the versus battle? That should have been amazing. Totally epic, but I missed it. I missed it. Cue up Whitney for us at some point. We're going to play Whitney, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And then we got all kind of other song requests. People want to play Bob Marley. It feels good to feel good, though. It feels good to feel good. Come on, let's go back. Remember the time when? You remember the time someone says when you could fly to Florida for $99? No. Can't remember that time. Never was. Never happened for me. But I remember when Kentucky was for $2.99, though, because it was food. When I was in high school, what was the name of the school then? Oh, Lord. Junior high school. What was the name of the school? The Bahamas Baptist College. That's when the name was Bahamas Baptist College back in the day. Before it became whatever it is now. I don't know what the name of it is now. But I think it's Bahamas Baptist College. Anyway, I was in grade 7 and we would walk out to catch the bus home. And boy, Kentucky was $2.99 with a biscuit. We got a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the hit back. You're on the air.
Hey, the Hasha Black.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. You know your daughter, though?
I know. I think I do.
Pumpkin, either one and only.
Pumpkin, what'd you say, buddy?
Yeah, listen, I got a drop on my beat. You're doing a good job with them, man.
Man, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
I know all of those stuff. I know you sound weird in the 80s, right? Born in the 80s.
Late 80s. Almost in the 90s. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Your mama then, your daddy. You know a lot of stuff. Listen, I got to drop my little soap off for Korean in there, Dino G.
Gino D.
Oh. Soap opera Korean.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the song.
All right.
Soap opera Korean. Talk about the comic, no music. When you talk about the woman being so lazy, or she watches soap opera all day.
Soap opera Korean.
That always killed me. Then I got to drop one of a woman I love so much, Olivia Newton-John. She gets one or two good songs in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, of course, I got to drop with some Bee Gees, yeah, eh?
Well, Bee Gees is legit. Olivia Newton-John, I only knew of her in Grease. She had music outside of Grease, the movie?
I think it's called I Honestly Love You. I think that might be in the 80s. You can go on YouTube and check them out.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm looking for the Soap Opera Queen by Gino D. I'll message him during the break, see what that song is. And Kermie, luckily, he's looking for something.
And you keep me laughing because all these songs remind me of my ex girlfriend.
Woo, child.
My neighbor.
Woo, child. Don't share too much info.
I got Diana Ross song there, too. Her latest one in the 80s. No, she was way back in the 60s.
Diana Ross. Well, Diana Ross in the Supremes or Diana by herself?
I Want Muscles or something like that. You remember that one?
No. What's that again?
I Want Muscles.
Oh, that's when it was disco. That was like a disco song.
Yeah, it's in the disco. I think it's the disco category.
Disco era. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to find at least one of those.
Job.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Someone sent a text says, you remember when the Crystal Palace was the spot in Nassau? Yes. Anybody remember Tony Roma's? Tony Roma's was... They had some really good ribs. Bertha's is really good ribs. Is Bertha's... Bertha's is still here, right? I haven't had a Bertha's rib in like forever. Bertha's had some mean ribs back in the day. Who makes the best jerk on the island? That's a question nobody can answer for me. Who makes the best jerk? Jerk chicken, jerk pork. I'm not meaning the jerk with just pepper and just go down your back because it's tough. I mean like quality jerk. Who can make festival the Jamaican style? Tough life. But listen, it's Tuesday. There are tons of things that are heavy in the news that we could hit on. We could hit on the fact that over the weekend, you know, or this past month, we've had 63, I think the past week or so, just 63 new cases, no, the month maybe, of COVID-19. We've had hospitalizations, 32 at minimum. At some point by March 25th, we had 32 hospitalized COVID-19 cases. We even have a U.S. general talking about the fact that China is interested or is making its alliance with the Bahamas and Mexico, trying to interfere with persons or countries near its border and trying to persuade or say this general that, hey, listen, we have, you know, given $7 million between Mexico and the United States. in support of and in rescue services and during Dorian and, you know, operationally, when I gathered what he was talking about was also with OpBat. And I thought it was fascinating because he's listing off the fact that the Abaco port was done by the Chinese, the point, Bahama, other entities being done and deals brokered with the Chinese. And I laughed. I have to get my professor on the show, Gibbon Morris, very soon. But I smiled and chuckled at that news because I'm waiting always. You know, I've said it many times, what is the role of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs? When do we start to jump in and take advantage and use leverage of both sides? The smart thing is to play nice to both, play cake to both. But when do we get the benefit of both? The United States knows who we are. But rather than anything, we get punished for being who we are, not seen as a genuine ally. So you see the CDC, you see, you know, tourist warnings. So it makes you wonder, what do we look like to the United States? Because I think we're kunks. And the Chinese believe, I also believe, that the Chinese believe that we're kunks. So a lot of bruised up kunks here, eh? Someone putting us on the Dr. Dryo. But c'est la vie. So with that in mind, y'all keep your eyes open. We need to hear what the strategy is. But I guarantee you 4 years in, we've not heard of any. Actually 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years. Have we heard ever of a foreign relations strategy, a place or a situation other than arranging touristic deals? Right? And how do we leverage that? I'm excited. This week, I think we will have on Friday. It has to be confirmed, but I'm solid. I'm almost certain that it will be done, where we will be welcoming on the show persons from the Ministry of Tourism, along with a guest or a representative from the cruise line, one of the cruise lines, right? That is, I think it's Celebrity Cruises coming on to discuss their endeavor, what they're trying to do. And yet, one of the things that I'm curious of still to this point is, what was the deal? How did the deal come about? What are the details of the deal? Because everything is good and well at some point, but what are the details of the deal? You know, I'm excited about the home porting idea, but what are the details of the deal, y'all? A lot of things look good on the surface, and everything could be a little iffy. Someone says, you remember when spinning top outside was the thing to do? You remember when we used to play marbles? Do kids still do that? Do kids still take their fingers and draw the circle in the dirt? Right? Do they still do the circle in the dirt and shoot marbles? I don't. Does anyone's child carry marbles to school today? Because that used to be a thing. You know, that used to be a thing. Did your house used to have cards in it? Did we like play cards? Did anybody used to play cards? Like, remember when we were younger, did we carry a deck of cards to school? Do people do that anymore? I don't know. But it's one of those things where there's always news in this country. I'll tell you that. There's always news. And is the news making you feel good? Sometimes you need a distraction. Because what I am looking for is that post-COVID time. And someone sent a text where they said, what they want is the pre-Dorian, pre-COVID money. Well, guess what? One of the things you learn in stocks is buy when the shares are low. Are you looking for any opportunities now? And if you're so, and this is one of those things where that statement, I actually regret saying it. I cringe now in saying it because that is for some. But in this time when things are low, it actually does afford you some opportunities. Opportunities that you might not have been afforded before. All is not lost. Even in the darkness, there is hope. And sometimes you just need to get out. Sometimes you need to go outside, change the scenery. Sometimes you might need to spend a night somewhere else, somewhere that's safe. Sometimes you might need to ship the children to someone. And you can't even get rid of the children because of COVID, man. Play that music, Kermie. I just realized you can't even get rid of the children. All of this COVID, you can't send your children nowhere. Who we playing? I want to dance with somebody? Oh, yeah. Sing it, Whitney. Crack is whack. We're gonna go to a break.
Sun begins to fade.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
What happened to you?
You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never pay to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions.
Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
Are you tired of that boring 9-to-5? Do you need a new and exciting career? Visit the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, where your passion can become your profession. Let us introduce you to a career in information technology, cosmetology, construction, office administration, auto mechanics, electronics, and more. Say goodbye to that 9-to-5 and hello to the possibilities. Call us today at 502-6338. Apply by November 16, 2020.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
She got Remy down in the sand. He was just a man.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at seams, but the summer.
Well, if you didn't miss it before, I know you miss it now. That was some good stuff. Who was that? Olivia Newton. The whole thing there with, what's the name of that? What's the Grease. Grease. One of my favorite shows, Grease of all time. All right, so we got joining us. I have a special guest that's going to be joining us on the show in less than 30 seconds, but I want to give a preamble. I want to give you a little bit of an introduction. So if you haven't been following, or you may have missed it, in one of the dailies today, there was a discussion with, and before I even get to that, over the course months, during all of this with the pandemic, one of the things that we saw was that the church has been relatively compliant. The church has been in support of allowing the government to do what it needs to do as a body, as an organization. The Bahamas Christian Council has not come out against strongly against any of the initiatives of the government, seeking to just really be in support of the public health initiatives that are necessary to get us in a post-COVID timeline or time in a post-COVID space. We know we had Bishop T.G. Morrison, Reverend T.G. Morrison, last Easter, having grave concerns and voicing very profusely and loudly his concerns with regard to the shutting down of churches. Then we had, in recent time, Bishop Ellis having a strong worded message, also talking about compassion and the positioning of, you know, showing some concern, these orders and whatnot. But in by and large, the Christian Council has not necessarily stood out. You know, they've been in support of and giving some room and leeway to this administration in trying to get this job done. Understanding, I know from a lot of our areas that this is where, you know, that this is uncharted territory, right? And they neither swayed here nor there. But we saw recently the Christian Council doing some things that were standing on their own in initiative. One was with regard to the vaccine. Having their own report for the vaccine, which I thought was very good. I mean, if you don't trust the government, will the members trust the church, right? So that's where it gets interesting there. And I liked the report that they did. It was 11 pages. It wasn't deep or extensive, but it gave the relevant information that I felt would advise the body that is within its ranks. Well, then I saw today, I think a warning, not a one that was harsh, but more so one that was, you know, like, hey, we see. And it was with the president of the Bahamas Christian Council, Bishop Delton Fernanda, saying, hey, we got to be fair now. We have to be fair. You have to have a level of standard and you can't be double speaking on this. Either it's where the church or the other entities, not just the church, if you can go out and campaign, well, other events should be viewed in that stead. And so once reading that article, I reached out to Bishop Delton Fernanda, really wanting to get his take personally, is he speaking for the Christian Council or is he speaking for himself or a bit of both? So joining us right now on the show is Pastor Delton Fernanda. Pastor Fernanda, how are you?
Doing well, Sister Black. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's a pleasure to have you on the Hit Back with us. So, Pastor Fernanda, just to get a sense of your thinking and your thoughts on this particular topic, you are you representing when you speak about, hey, listen, if any part of this process is slowed down, and a word that was quoted is you used retarded, right? And retarded, not in the sense, I gather, not in the offensive way, but in the medical way. If any part of this is slowed down or not done well, then the whole process has to be done. You know, we all have to take stock and redo this process of dealing with how it is perceived. Are you speaking for the church, yourself, or for the body for your entire body of the Christian Council?
For myself. In fact, a disclaimer, I don't even remember the interview. Obviously, it was not done yesterday, the day before yesterday. It was done a while back. But I would have said to you that I thought the word retarded in the sense it was used a bit much. And so It was one of those things that I was even shocked. When you sent the note, I was just receiving information that this was out there. I was even shocked, so I would apologize for that kind of language. It must have been one of those days. But most times, there's a question asked, how do I feel about something? Not The president of the Christian Council, but on a personal note. And sometimes it comes out as the whole organization when it's not the case.
So then tell me a bit about it, because I think a lot of people stand with you on this. I personally have been concerned with the optics of how it looks, right? The optics of how it looks that we have a lot of campaigning on the ground. You're not the first to speak of it. How it looks that we can have groups of people. I think just this weekend, we saw the Progressive Liberal Party open up a campaign office in Elizabeth Estates, or for the Elizabeth Estates constituency in Fox Hill. And there were crowds. And one of the arguments that they always use is that you see people are social distancing, but I'm like, we see, and they're not social distancing. How can crowds that are mashed together, they might be wearing their masks, but they're not social distancing. You know, as Bishop Delton Fernanda, but also as the Christian Council president, what sort of message do you think that this conveys?
It can be a double standard. I remember clearly attending a funeral that was covered on the front page of the dailies. And that funeral drew a massive crowd. And I remember saying that, you know, look at the photo. Everybody's wearing a mask. Everybody is socially distanced. Everybody is in that graveyard saying goodbye to somebody. And we were berated by every aspect of the authorities that should not happen. Mind you, I think I would have said to the reporter, I've been to some funerals other than that one that had the same crowd, but just because of the personality, it wasn't covered at that extent. And so it was almost hypocritical. And here it was that if you look at that picture, everybody was wearing a mask. The same thing the politicians are saying today. So how is it good for politicians to come to the country and say, we can be in the same air once we're wearing the same mask, but yet for a funeral, you're trying to find that all of us wearing masks, all of us wearing a much bigger space than the politicians, but yet that is wrong and this is right. And it's a double standard. And we have to be careful that we don't make right wrong and wrong right. If it's wrong, it's wrong across the board. If it's right, it's right across the board.
Yeah, and I think we all agree with you there that if it's wrong across the board, it should be wrong across the board. With that, have you heard from, you know, your membership or others that is a challenge? Do you believe that it makes it difficult even to get people to buy into these COVID protocols that you've heard from?
I think by and large, people are already adjusting their lives and do their best to keep themselves safe. But I think you're going to lose the victory if you know, as a parent, you start saying one thing and doing something else. It becomes difficult to convince the masses that this is what we need to do when those who are telling us this, 50 people,
Bishop, Bishop, hold on 1 second for me. We're getting a little bit of a technical issue here. Don't go far. I'm going to have my producer just quickly give you a call because I'm hearing, for the radio audience, it's garbled. Let's see if we can actually try and let me see if your audio. How's your audio now? Just say something, a few words for me. Let me just check. Okay. Yeah, we will definitely have to do a quick call because the audio is a bit garbled. So I'll have my producer give you a quick call and then we'll get right back to you on this because we're having this technical issue here. But just for the record, Bishop Delton Fernandez. So hold on, Bishop. Don't go far. We'll be right back with you in about 2 minutes. So don't travel far at all. Stay right where you are. Okay? Okay. All right. So that's the challenge or situation there with the church, right? Or with the ministry, having this double standard where it isn't us saying it. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is not us saying as the people that, as the talking heads in media, that there isn't a problem. There is a problem. And that problem has to be resolved. That problem has to be resolved immediately with the double standard that's going on. And if as long as the government is ignoring it, as long as political parties are ignoring it, does it make anyone better than the other? Because both are doing it. And what is even worse is that you find that I think the smaller groups aren't given that luxury. So the DNA gets arrested, but we have, where's the police that's standing out there, you know, watching the Progressive Liberal Party? Was the COVID police out there this weekend? Was the COVID police out there when the prime minister and his groups were walking through different, you know, events? No, but they're there when you go to a funeral outdoors. So what is the standard? And then is COVID-19 even real if we are acting or behaving as if, yeah, it's serious, it's serious. But, and that's the whole feeling and vibe that we're getting, that it's serious, but. And that's just not going to cut it. It's serious, but is not going to cut it. Let's see if we can get Bishop Fernando back on the line. Bishop, are you there? Hey, Bishop, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, let's see what happens if we don't use the video and
Cut the video?
Yeah. Let's see what happens if we could cut the video and maybe the audio will work just fine for us today. So with that in mind, right, when we have this situation now, you were saying, listen, there is a double standard. When you guys did the vaccine study, did you feel as if it was going to be important, that was important to do?
You know, sometimes some things can really baffle me. We started that, in fact, because I sit on the National Vaccine Committee, we appointed, allowed the first vice president to speak on behalf of the council as it relates to vaccinations, so that there'd be no double standard. And at that meeting, we decided that he would lead a team that will provide a white paper that we would discuss as pastors and then disseminate to all of our churches. So it was never for national consumption. It was just something, it's just due diligence that we were doing internally to prepare ourselves to talk as pastors to the Latin breadth of the Congo of the Bahamas. If you ask a question, here's a study that has been done that you would have. Well, you know, somehow that got leaked and it became, you know, council has to have a say on everything. And we really weren't interested in speaking to the press or that kind of stuff. This was really something that we do all the time, that we research and we come up. We did it. We addressed all of the questions that were out there. We were given great latitude that we were able to interview a cadre of people. We had doctors and pastors on this committee, and it produced the paper that fulfilled our needs, that it gave us the ability to speak, and it simply was disseminated to the denominational heads and the churches that are part of the council so that they could dissect it and figure out if they're speaking to their congregants or someone asks you a question. You'll have a talking point paper, if that makes sense, that you'll have. And so to me, it was really shocking the interest nationally in this paper when it really was an internal document.
Oh, so that was, it was never meant to be out. But did you, so you guys never ever intended for that vaccine document to make it to press? Never once?
Well, it went to press after it was asked, but as people learned that we were doing it, we acquiesced and said, okay, we'll send you a copy when we do it. But it was not, we didn't want to come out like doctors and scientists and trying to say, hey, we got you, we, you know, this is what we came up with. Mm-hmm. It was an internal document, but we could wrestle with it. We could question each other. We could bring the panel to the table and ask you questions, whether it could be considered a deep question or a silly question. All of that needed to happen in camera behind the scenes.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, Bishop Dalton Fernanda, president of the Bahamas Christian Council, joining us on the show. So what are you, was the movement or the document, were you guys planning on speaking to your membership about it? Was it to determine if you were going to support the vaccine? What was the determine, what was, it wasn't just for your information, was it your information to determine if you're going to support it to your membership? What was the mindset there?
Purely information and research driven. That you'll put the information at the table for the pastors, and they would speak to their congregants. That's how the council works. We sometimes get a bad rap for wanting to speak to the press, but we really don't need to. We speak to thousands of people just by internal document, and that's really what we intended this with the invention of the technical meetings. When we received the paper, we received it by Zoom, so we could have done webinar. You could have done all of that behind closed doors, and they would have had their information so that they could wrestle with points.
And final question before I let you go. How was there a standard by which, apart from the protocols, the one-third of the service, was that the final standard by which the BCC has told its member churches that this is the national standard, therefore this is our standard? Is that the, still the norm for how churches and services are happening today?
You know, I heard your intro. Let me help you out how it happens. You almost make it sound like, well, the state gives you something and you run with it. No, it's the other way around, because sometimes people can think churches are silly, but we got doctors and churches. So we came up with a protocol that was accepted worldwide, that was being done by the CDC and the rest around the world. And that, now you got to remember that there was no jurisdiction in the Caribbean that churches were open. So we had no model in the Caribbean. And quite frankly, the United States is still closed. And so we had to come together and really put together what are the standards that the CDC is saying and the world is saying, accompanied with our doctors, and those who work in that space, what could be something that we could be an example for the Caribbean brothers and sisters, and maybe for our North America brothers and sisters, on how we can safely transition back to in-person services. And so we prepared that document. We were moved to the health team. We wrestled with them. They moved some stuff. We added some stuff. And they concluded that it was good enough to go out to the country. So, you know, I heard pastors talking about, we're being dictated to X, Y, Z. None of the above happened.
None of the above. At no point were you guys dictated to.
We work together. I mean, we make the decisions, and we make a decision as a council. You know.
But you adhere to national laws too, though. I mean, even so, if whereas you had, I think at that point we only had T.G. Morrison and his church saying, "Hey, we're bucking the trend." The church body, inevitably. Walked the line of what was in the executive order. You're saying that you made the recommendation, or you guys made the recommendation that's in the executive order.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's different. Okay. So you guys set the standard.
You see, sometimes no one takes the time to, you know, in the effort to stir things up. Mm-hmm. People will be salacious. People will paint a picture. But when you know you've got every denominational leader in a room, and we've had a conversation, we decided to do this, those who are not in the room, well, they could talk all they want, but they don't know what the process was.
Mm. Thank you so much, Bishop. We appreciate the time. And as always, you know, you're welcome anytime to join the show. I appreciate you.
God bless. Have a great day.
Take care. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. So that was Bishop Dalton Fernanda joining us on the show. And, you know, it was interesting for me when I saw the article where pretty much wanting, you know, the government and politicians to be fair. You can't say one thing and want to do or want say one thing to a certain group of people and do another to another group of people. And just now, I guess, someone said not the God bless. I guess that it makes it a little bit interesting to even know that, hey, listen, they placed in the order their rules and guidelines. But it shows also that many didn't agree with those rules and those guidelines and those orders. But it is important that the church does come out and state their piece and their claim. Because there has to be more than just a few people saying, hey, hey, you know, come on now. Y'all got weight. You have influence. I always say that there are two groups of people that have the most influence on the Bahamian electorate. It's the pastors and the politicians. Those are the two groups. Not the influencers online who can get you to buy maybe an Alive cell phone or Alive card or, you know, a BTC smart. Yeah, that's small things. But the ones who actually can move you, shape you, shift you, right? And I always wonder if the church is interested in doing more than just being church. There are a few that stand out within the church sphere who I believe are on the ground making, you know, using their weight. But there is the bully pulpit on Sundays, Wednesdays, Mondays, depending on what church you go every day. Now you got some rogue people who call themselves apostles and prophets and rogue. And that's because around here, church makes money. Jesus gets a lot of people paid. And a lot of people shouldn't be preaching Jesus, but they're getting paid nonetheless. A lot of folks can speak in tongues and Honda Civic and Shaka Maraca and make some cash. Well, look here. Let me leave that alone. This ain't that day. Music, please. So, listen, it is always important that the bodies and the areas that have influence use their weight for the small man. Use your weight to make something change. Use your weight to speak up for or speak to. Sometimes we, as the small man, may not realize we're wrong because we're emotional. And it's difficult when someone is in their emotions. When something is hurting me now, I may not want the benefit of the long term. If you tell me you got to yank if my arm is out of socket and it hurts, but it's going to be painful to put it back in, some people would hold on to that pain of out of socketness because they hear that it's going to hurt a little bit more to put it in. I remember one time I learned that, you know, there's some issues where you have a broken bone. It can be broken in such a weird space that you've got to cut it or break it another space, another place first before you can make it right. That's what's interesting. Sometimes you got to break something in another place. You've got to cause a little bit of pain to make something right. That's an understanding issue. I always tell people governments aren't... What frustrates me with government or with sycophants and governments is that when the people react away, now I'm not talking to people about, you know, the folks who are hardcore PLP, hardcore FNM, hardcore DNA. Those people, their minds are stuck in a philosophy. Not just their minds, but their spirit, their soul is stuck in a philosophy, in a being. They are team PLP, team FNM, team DNA. Right? Team, coalition, team. They are so stuck in that space that you can't really get them to think individually, independently. But then there is that group of Bahamians that we call swing voters, or the body politic, the majority of Bahamians who we may identify as FNM or we may identify as the other. But when push come to shove, none of y'all doing nothing right. So I stay at home or I can vote somebody else. What frustrates me is that when governments fail to relay a concept that brings understanding and the people push back because we may not understand, then you have their people, their cronies come on the air and call us stupid or, you know, we so unintelligent. And no, this is a failure to communicate. How many relationships die because of failure to communicate? failure to communicate, failure to say, I will meet you where you are with your level of understanding and work to convey this message in a way that you can properly digest it. You ain't stupid. I'm just a terrible teacher. I'm terrible at conveying the message that I need for you to grasp. Bahamian people during the pandemic understood off the bat. That's why we were so compliant at the beginning of the pandemic. We were compliant. Tell me how many Bahamians did not abide by the rules. When the one case came and the following day the prime minister said, shut down the schools. We are locked down for 2 weeks or whatever it is. We are going to protect the people. We did just that. We complied. We were fighting a virus. We wanted ourselves to be healthy. We did not want the raining down of financial ruin. We complied. Then they did some things that made no sense, and we fought back. You're going to open up the economy, open up the country. Okay. You're going to open it up in July. Okay, we want this. That's not bad. We want an open economy. That's not bad. But how are you going to open it up at the height of Miami or Florida's pandemic without clear rules and guidelines? How are you going to tell people they could come back home and not be tested or quarantined? How are you going to do that? And then when we leave and we go, you have the audacity to chastise us, but yet you're letting in people random and rogue. We still have not gotten any true sort of punishment for 4 people coming on a plane, not on a manifest. Then we had the sacrificial lamb. And I'm going to say sacrificial because Dwayne fell into his own trap. But one of the more competent people dealing with the pandemic being let go. People were bucking the trend. And then doing the level of dumbness, and I say this, and I forgive me, but that's just how it comes to me. When we're immediately, who's speaking to you? If you fail to explain something, involve us in the process of understanding, then we won't comply. And that's where I get frustrated, you know. I get frustrated. You can't, you know, come at the Bahamian public and act as if you're better than the Bahamian public, because we want no more hypocrisy. We want a system where everyone has the same standard, where you don't see the police at their funeral with 10,000 people, and you don't see them in their church service in, you know, the balcony loaded, but everybody 3 feet separated. There's so many people in there, it can't be 6 feet. The standard is a third in the service, but you got almost a half filled with officers. Then you got clubs loaded, but nobody goes to jail. We had a reporter for one article, one paper, saying that they went across the bridge over Paradise Island to a club that was loaded with people and well past curfew. Is the standard different? Now you have politicians campaigning, and we seem to have a different set of rules. And this is going to be the challenge, not because Bahamians are hard-headed. We're just tired of being the kunks. Of being the ones who have to bear the financial burden, bear the financial ruin, and then be lorded over and wondering if you're lording over us for your own gain and not for ours. This is the failure of communication, failure of quality leadership that allows us to buy in. And this is where my disappointment comes. You know, disappointment. It is what it is. But I ain't trying to live this life today. I ain't trying to let y'all ruin all of my good, you know, mojo today. Because you know what? Kermie, give me one good go into break music, please. Because I'm going to break. Because I'm going to break from this mood. And we going to play some good get your spirit right music. Get it right. Get it right. But I mean, I ain't say get right for God. Because I ain't there. But y'all went to, I hope you went to church this weekend. And you got saved. I know all kind of people got baptized this weekend. Kermit, you got baptized this weekend? Some people went on the beach. Get baptized in that salt water. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. When we come back, I want to know, what are you looking forward to? Post-pandemic? If you're from Abaco, oh, for goodness sake, can we just get y'all to be at home? Get y'all in a place where you could live in your house, because you ain't getting them domes. All that wood, we could have made tiny homes a long time, sitting up there rotting. Who that wood for? You're listening to The Hit Pack with Nahaja Black. We'll be back right after this.
Forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Imagine. That's where every advancement begins, with an idea that things can be different, better. Now, imagine a world where your entertainment experience was all about you, your style, your show, at your budget. At Rev, that's what we've imagined. To join the conversation and learn more about the future of Rev TV, visit us at rev.bs/imagine.
What happened to you?
You look like you lost your paycheck.
Aman, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never play to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions.
Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That I've always played by the rules.
We're back. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. All right, y'all. Best of my love. Who sang this one, Kermit? Say again? T-Connection? Okay, I really should probably like look up T-Connection and see how they look. Because I didn't know. And I like this song so much. How did I not know this was T-Connection? All right, y'all. So we are now moving into, you know, we are in the second quarter. We're in April, the second quarter of the year 2021. And we are in the phase of there are vaccines afoot. There are vaccines. And we have the AstraZeneca vaccine. We are in that space now where we are deciding whether to take the vaccine or not take the vaccine. And I wanted to know how close do you think we are to getting out of this pandemic? If you had a timeline by which the pandemic would be leaving us, what would that timeline be? I want to hear from you. 422-4796. 422-4796. That's the text line. Text us your thoughts. 422-4796. You can also give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259, 325-4316, 323-6232. How close are we at getting out of this pandemic? Do you feel confident that we are close to the end? What would the end look like? We had the Minister of Tourism say that, you know, this was our best quarter. This was our best quarter by far. We had about 60,000 guests a month, not quarter, sorry, month. And we had 60,000 guests. That's a big deal, right? That's a big deal. How close do you think we are with getting out of this pandemic? And what would get, do you think that it would take more of us getting vaccinated to get out of this pandemic, or can we ride it out? Can we ride it out? I'm curious as to your thoughts. Caller, you're on The Hit Back. Welcome.
Yes, Mr. Nahaja Black, Sheila Johnson, how are you doing?
Oh my goodness. What you say, buddy?
Not much, man. On with the communication that the Minister of Tourism said, you know, I find him most great linguistically, but I find that he brings some truths in a lot of things he say when he's not thinking about what he's saying. I listened to him say it's going to take 3 years for us to even return to normal, and I listened to him say it's the best quarter compared to zero.
Yes, right.
You know, yes. So what he meant is when it was reset to zero, and he was challenged on the 3 year type things. You know, he said, yeah, there's some pent up demand and this, you know, how he gets all hype.
Yeah.
Right. But then at the same time, he says, yes, but it's going to take 3 years for us to return to our 7 million record, you know, and I don't know what data he's using for that. But
Well, he's using the IMF's data, not the IMF. Yeah, the IMF and the World Bank's data.
Yeah, but if you read their reports, you would find out that we are in a critical and crisis situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you take accumulation of reports from the central bank, from the utterances of the ministers coming out of cabinet, the Moody's report, then you look at the global revelations concerning the tourism product, then combine that with the CDC messages, which changes almost daily on crews leaving the U.S., go and read the report that the airline industry is putting out. Then you watch what the White House is putting out. Mm-hmm. Again, combine that with the CDC report. This is why data is very important. I would tell you we are in for a long, brutal ride. Okay?
A long ride.
Yes, because what happens is you have our leadership literally trying to rebuild what the world has left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the methodologies that we're using about, oh, tourism going to come back and we're going to fill up those hotels again and we're going to do the same old, come to the same New Providence, come to the same Grand Bahama, and we're going to have whatever's going on, not realizing that even our competitors now is readjusting their strategies because they, too, took a brutal blow from this hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he did say that's important, this is why we've been waiting. Well, you guys, what would you be waiting for? For Grand Bahama and Abaco, we're waiting for a rebuild strategy. Not not sound bites, governance type things, but everything is going okay. 60 people is at the hotel.
Yeah.
We might sell the airport, and this is happening, and the school is over this way. We're talking about putting rebuilding 13,400 homes by the government numbers of homes that was destroyed or impacted. 13,480 that is yet to be repaired. We're talking about rebuilding.
And that's for Dorian, or that's from
Dorian?
From
Dorian, right. And wow. So we're talking about rebuilding an economy where 60 to 70, maybe 80% of businesses is wiped out and gone.
Yep.
And so, you know, and so we're not we're having these song bites as if to everything is okay. We're talking about literally where thousands of people are facing housing insecurity. And as far as what they're going to do next, haven't worked for a year. If it wasn't for the grace that the banking industry have literally stopped foreclosures, we don't know where the Bahamas would be in respect to that. And so we're in the middle of a campaign season when we should actually be, the Prime Minister at this time should be taking the leadership role of bringing all the collective intelligence internally and externally back to look at how do we diversify this economy. And I'm one that personally believes, one that is deep into the data. Looking at the alternative data, I know that we can rebuild this economy in the shortest period of time.
Really?
Yeah.
C. Allen Johnson on the phone with us.
Yeah.
What is the strategy when you say shortest period of time? Because you're right. The data that they're reading, IMF, World Bank, looking at a lagging economy from with the United States and their bounce back, I'm sure Americans are not planning on really spending their short bits of money the way that we're thinking that big dam is going to be bursting out and breaking in terms of travel.
But I would say to you, because what happens is, if we redefine, you know, one of the things we always said is let's diversify the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Diversifying the economy is not out of some time. Sometimes diversification is further in. Let's use an example. We talk about the hospital, we say we into tourism, but more so hospitality. But the Bahamas is uniquely poised for the new digital economy. Remember the ERC said, mm-hmm. the green economy, blue economy, orange economy, the knowledge economy, the conceptual economy, the digital economy. If you look at each one of those individually and how they integrate into the Bahamas, easily put, in 18 months, you can put 20,000 jobs in each. But here's what the key is. Each one of those digital economy models, each of those models require a build-out if properly executed. And so it is the building of that or those economy. For instance, 20,000 rooms in the Bahamas, somewhere throughout this. When we just look at bed and breakfasts mm-hmm. rather than these mega hotels. And so you're literally talking about building from 10,000 to 20,000 new homes or bed and breakfast units. That's a massive amount of construction over the amount of time. There's not a lack of money in the world at this particular time. No time in history has money has ever been lost. Money has been moved from one
place
to
the next. That's all it is. Say it one more time. But it ain't lost. Money's just been moved.
Moved, right.
That's all. Once people get that, that's a serious thing, you know.
Yeah,
people need to get that. The world ain't broke. Nope. They just move where they're spending it.
Yes. And so what I'm saying is that if we were to come and look at the master design for this new economy we have, where we have the medical tourism, we have the health tourism, you know, just on education and tourism, the United States Embassy turns away tens of thousands of individuals from going into the U.S.
Yes.
Their concern is that they will go into the U.S. and integrate themselves with not having financial support. Well, the Bahamas is a unique place now, especially with the digitization of the global economy, that you can have education tourism where people actually come here for virtual learning, digital learning, whatever we want to describe it right mm-hmm. here in Grand Bahama. But you have the health tourism, medical tourism, sport tourism, all of these various different things, or hospitality, as it would be a college, which is significantly brings more income than you do from these so-called mega hotels we call cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just reimagine the economy, right,
mm-hmm.
we can actually find resources. And you say, how do you eat an elephant compared to a grape? One bite at a time. One just takes longer.
Yeah.
And so when you look at empowering tens of thousands of behemoths to become owners, and believe it or not, that DARE bill they give, this new financing bill for crowdfunding and mm-hmm. all of these other things, these are powerful tools in the digital economy if you know it. But here's the point. I don't want to drag on, but here's the point. Have you ever been to this wonderful restaurant and you see this things on the menu and you just make a note of all the ingredients? And I want you to put this in perspective also for the digital hub. And so you go and you Google a recipe and you try to duplicate it at home, and it's good food maybe, and maybe not even good, but it didn't come out like the restaurant
mm-hmm.
because the person in the restaurant, don't cook by recipe.
That's it.
So when you get people in this environment who are going to Google instructions that you're going to try to duplicate, it doesn't happen. The chef in the back there, you know, remember the shows where they bring out just the food items and the chef have to cook it and it becomes one of the best?
Yep.
That's because the chef is immersed and understand the environment of which they're building.
Mm-hmm. You have to understand. There you go. You just called it. Understanding.
Right. That's the builders, the type of mindset we need to rebuild and redesign the economy.
Let me ask you this, Alan.
Yes.
Who do you see in any of the political parties so far that has that mindset?
I don't see them. But
I know.
No, I want to say I really don't, not even in the 22 independent parties.
However,
I see a potential for leadership to take its position. You should ask yourself, you know, when I was at IBM almost 40 years ago, that question is, have Bill Gates, since being at IBM, when we said getting the software, has he been in the lab any time for all of the new software development?
No.
Have Michael Dell built any computer recently?
Nope.
See, no, I'm simply saying this leadership is being able to recognize beyond partisanship those people that have the ability and bring them together as a holistic unit for building a nation.
And you know what? I love that you said that, and we have to go, but I love that you said that, and that's a great point. And it is all about the quality of leadership. I think it was Henry Ford, and you might know this. There was this story that was told about Henry Ford. There was some sort of case that
was
brought up.
Yeah,
a lawsuit against him. And he was sitting on the on the stand, and they asked him.
Yeah, he probably said goodbye intelligence.
Yeah, he said, you know, listen, you do you believe you know everything? And he was like, yeah, okay. And he said, okay, well, how do you know everything? And he said, well, give me a phone. There's no question you could ask me where I can't call someone who could answer it. So, and it's access, right?
Right. And that's, yes. And that's where, if we come together as a nation collectively rather than in this campaign mode, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised at the country we could have in the next year, to 18 months.
I think you're talking about a coalition, huh?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
An alliance. Coalition is after. I wanted an alliance before.
You're listening to The Hit Bag. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahaja Black. But it's important. Leadership is huge. Let's see what we got. I say June 2022, vaccines will not do it. Ride it out. We have to be intentional and forward-thinking in our recovery efforts. Very much so. Mrs. Black, let's see what this question is. Do you know when the end of the world will be? If yes, then you have the answer to the end of this pandemic. One indicator, how much control the governments of the world have over their country's inhabitants. Well, that was a lot of questions, but you're right. Nobody knows when the pandemic will end. You just have to get a sense of how the pandemic is something where you can work towards it. So it's something where you can work towards. But nobody said we have the date. This is all hypothetical. All right. So let's get out of here with some good music. We have to begin to, and always on the show, one of the things is that we understand what the challenges are. Once we have an understanding of what the challenges are, go micro first. Go macro. What are the bigger implications of said challenge? Will there be some sort of policy change that will affect myself or my family? What are those health parameters doing to my income? What finding out what those are, and then going micro to determining how do I manage it? How do I get out of this? How do I make it through? And, you know, one of the best things is having information. What you don't know, ask somebody. Because there are opportunities and avenues where we can reach out and get help. And some days you won't get it. Some days it won't be there and you feel like you're holding on and dragging on. But I say, listen, when it's at your darkest moment, it's not over. It's not over. Don't quit. They don't know what they're doing, and most days we don't know what we're doing. But just don't give up. Find yourself some good vibes. Get yourself with some positive people, and you all encourage each other, you know? And if you need to, make sure encourage yourself in the Lord. I always say, God ain't never failed me yet. He may not show up when I want him, but he'll be there right on time. What? Somebody say amen. Before we go, let's get one good song out of here. Kermit. What you got lined up? We got to get up out of here. I said, let's go with, you know, I liked that Barris Rockaway, but we got, what we got lined up, Kermie? What you have on the line? What you got? That is a classic.
Tell me a secret.
Well, since ain't nobody heard from you know, Barry in a long time. Let's go with that one. Secret Garden by Quincy Jones. Everybody, have a great day. Enjoy yourself. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Watch a comedy if ain't nobody funny in your life. But just find a moment of zen and enjoy your day. We're out. We'll see you tomorrow.
I want to make it right for you. Baby, sure.